Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
COVID-19 has impacted many businesses and, of course, educational institutions in Singapore and around the world. One of the impacted institutions here in Singapore has been the LaSalle College of the Arts. Joining me now is Peter Zazali, drama instructor at LaSalle, and also Lauren Sim, a recent honors acting graduate from LaSalle College of the Arts. And good morning. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being with us on Money FM.
Well, Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you both. And Peter, let's start with you. What has been the net impact of teaching during COVID-19 and trying to get interaction and get the lessons done with your acting students?
We were fortunate in so far as we got to the near end of the semester, the semester that just passed, we had 2 weeks remaining. And of course, those 2 weeks, the college went into lockdown and we had to transition and transition quickly. Now, we were preparing for such an event, so we were ready. And as such, the delivery of those final 2 weeks was exclusively online. So instructors did a lot of tutorials. There was prepared video. And when we got to the assessment period, which of course comes at the end of the term, students were given very clear directives in terms of what to prepare and how to package it, if you will. And as such, they were able to upload materials, turning their studios, essentially turning their apartments and surrounding space into acting studios. Not ideal, but it served the term. And they were able to upload the material, and my colleagues and I were able to respond and assess accordingly. So, you know, we made it work. And we're going to continue to make it work as we move forward because we'll probably be in some sort of blended learning environment when we resume for the coming academic year.
Yeah, indeed. And Lauren Sim, what was your experience? Now, you just had a couple of weeks and then you graduated, right? So how did that go for you?
Yeah, I think we didn't have so much online submissions because as the final year, we only kind of had our graduation performance and our dissertation to submit. But I think the biggest thing that kind of COVID kind of threw at us was that our graduation play kind of got interrupted. We were kind of like a week to opening and school had to close. So we didn't really get a chance to put that on. But I think we've had kind of a bit of a silver lining. Like Chong Si-Tien, which is our writer and director of our graduation play, he's kind of very nicely connected us to Wild Rice. And so when phase three comes around, who knows when that will be, but when phase three comes around, we'll be kind of putting on some iteration of that performance at the Funan Theatre.
Oh.
So that has been silver lining to the COVID situation. And
sure.
Yeah, so we'll have that, yeah, at least.
Yeah, of course, Lauren, lots of students around the world have had their graduations cut short and things like that. Needless to say, that doesn't take away from the learning that you had. But tell us a little bit about your experience of studying acting, studying drama at LaSalle. What was the sort of, I guess, the most memorable thing about studying there over the years that you were there?
Two things come to mind. I think when I first was looking at LaSalle, one of the things that kind of drew me to it was that LaSalle exposes its acting students to both Asian and Western theatre techniques. So while I was there, we did Japanese No and we did the Indian classical dance form of Kathakali, both of which are modes of performance that I knew next to nothing about prior to LaSalle, and as well as the Western forms like Stanislavski, Maya Hawke's Biomechanics, and Viewpoints. And they kind of give you this wide range of tools that you can use as an actor. And I think that's always important and necessary to kind of have, always like the greater the vocabulary that you have, the better, and the tools, more tools you have at your disposal. So that's one. And the second, I think it's just the 3 years that you spend with the class. They're kind of these 12 people that I saw every day almost, and they kind of become a second family that are there to kind of support you because drama school is kind of unlike any other school experience. You're kind of thrown into this weird, crazy experience, and you're forced to be vulnerable in front of them, and you're forced to kind of confront some of your insecurities. So you get close to them really quickly, so you kind of have this really nice support group, and I think friends that I've made that I will keep around forever.
Sure. Well, that's the good news story here. We're talking with Lauren Sim, a recent graduate in acting from the LaSalle College of Arts, and Peter Zazali, the drama instructor there at LaSalle. And Peter, you are the author of Acting in the Academy, the History of Professional Actor Training in the U.S. Higher Education System. And you came to Singapore last year to take up this position at LaSalle. You yourself are a trained professional actor, having worked on Broadway and different places. Tell us about the experience of coming here to be a drama instructor. What was surprising to you? Was there something that you found teaching here in this multicultural environment that maybe was not what you were expecting, or just something that was pleasantly surprising to you?
Well, it's been a remarkable experience, Glenn, and a wonderful opportunity. I'm as humbled at the experience as I am grateful for it. On any given day, I'm learning from my students, everybody as much as I hope they're learning from me. And that's sort of the dirty little secret in education. We teach because we want to continue learning and foster the growth of others. And what really appealed to me about this position, and it truly has lived up and beyond, it's exceeded my expectations, is the opportunity to be in a cross-cultural training environment where the pedagogy, as Lauren indicated earlier, crosses cultural, not divides, if you will, but indeed we integrate an Asian and a Western approach towards training the actor's mind and body to be fully present, whether in front of a camera or on stage in front of, you know, 500-600 people, to deliver the performance in whatever context. And that truly excited me about being able to come here, to partake in this cross-cultural pedagogy and to develop it further, as well as to work alongside colleagues from all over the world in a very, very culturally rich environment on behalf of an institution and a program that has prided itself on that, and most importantly, to work with students like Lauren. And the student experience is as rich for me as I hope it is for them, and I know my colleagues feel the same way. So it's really been, you know, a remarkable journey, and I look forward to continuing it.
Peter, you know, when you look around the theater scene in Singapore, it is small, but it's dynamic. You know, you have, for example, SRT, Pandemonium, Wild Rice. You know, these are theater companies, and we've had the founders of these companies on the show here many times in the past. And these companies are small, but they are really trying, and they have been trying for years now, to build that theater culture, the theater scene here. What are you seeing in terms of the breadth of the acting potential just so far from what you've observed being in Singapore and the ability to further push the boundaries and grow the industry here?
Well, in fact, when I was last at SRT, you, in fact, were in the audience that night. We had a chance to introduce ourselves again.
Yep.
And, you know, first of all, the theater here is rich and of utmost professionalism. I've very much enjoyed working with Chong Zhe Chin and getting to know people like Alvin Tan, who will also be guest directing for us here in the coming academic year. Alvin, of course, is with The Necessary Stage. And I've enjoyed meeting colleagues, of course, from the theaters you mentioned, you know, SRT, Pandemonium, Wild Rice. It's been wonderfully generous to us, as Lauren indicated. And I think it's a very strong theater community. Strong and quite connected. We all know each other. I think there's a shared respect and a commitment to producing the very best work that really has a Singaporean imprimatur, if I may say. And that is, of course, very, very important. And all that I could hope for in terms of contributing to it is to, first and foremost, prepare our actors to directly enter that industry and to help shape it moving forward.
And speaking with Peter Zazzali, the acting instructor, the instructor of drama at LaSalle College of the Arts, pardon me, and Lauren Sim, who just graduated in acting from LaSalle. And Lauren, you are working on a project now, you mentioned it a bit earlier, with Wild Rice. And it is a project, I believe, is called House,
The
Now Festival. How did you get connected with that? And I mean, that's pretty good to just have graduated and all of a sudden you're doing your first professional project.
Yeah. Well, those things are kind of two separate things. So we have House, which we will be putting on at Funan, the Wild Rice Theater there. And that was kind of a really nice connection that we got from TC, which is what we call Sutian, with the support of LaSalle as well. And so that will happen in phase three, and we'll be putting on likely like a dramatized reading of House, which is a new play by him. As for the Now Festival, I also got to meet Nurlina Muhammad through LaSalle, and she very kindly allowed me and two other classmates, Shahid Nasheer and Kaya Gonzalez, to come together to share a segment that we call Sound Stories for the Now Festival, which is a festival that is with T-Works. And that's happening very soon, actually, the end of July. And it's really amazing that we get to have these opportunities right after graduating and also in the midst of a pandemic. So,
yeah,
something I'm very grateful for.
And it's a challenging time for the theater industry because, of course, in order to do what you need to do, you need to be socially and physically not distant from people for rehearsals and things. And, of course, it's hard to have audiences, nearly impossible, with any kind of meaningful distancing and still have a decent-sized audience. So how are you seeing those challenges be faced in Singapore in the next year or so, over the next year?
I think it might take a while for us to see theaters go back to how we need them. But I think through kind of this pandemic, we've kind of been forced or otherwise to experiment with other forms of theater, like through technology and making that still available to an audience. Because, I mean, shows and actors are nothing without their audiences. So we kind of had to get the show to them somehow. So as actors, we've had to adapt. Like even when we're rehearsing for house, we've kind of done it over Zoom as well. And we did kind of like a Zoom audition for like practice and for keeping. And that was an experience that we didn't really get trained for that in school, but we kind of had to learn to adapt, like acting to just that tiny hole on your laptop screen instead of actually having that physical connection with your acting partner, which I really miss, but it's also another skill that we've had to pick up and will be useful for us.
I was going to say, definitely a new skill. And Peter Zazali, as you look at that blended learning approach that you had talked about earlier, clearly that must be one of the lessons that you are needing to impart upon your students is, you know, how do you make love to the camera, right? That's in front of you to really connect with the audience that may be, on the other end of that digital device that they're using. As you look at this next year of teaching, I assume that it will be a combination of in-person or probably mostly distance learning, depending on what happens with our COVID-19 situation. But these new skills, what will be the emphasis that you put on them in terms of the training coming in coming months?
Well, it's a period of adjustment. It's a period of adjustment for the field, for the industry, for drama schools in particular throughout the world. I've had a number of conversations, Glenn, both formally and informally, with colleagues throughout the world in terms of how do we meet this moment with a sense of a can-do attitude and being productive. And to your point in question, learning how to use the digital space must be a part of that. So, for example, we're certainly not canceling our upcoming productions for the new academic year, but they'll be delivered as part of a live stream experience with a multi-camera shoot, which therefore will require rehearsing as such. So while it still will have the feel of a rehearsal for a theater performance, in effect, they also have to take into consideration, you know, camera angles and adjusting their performance to meet the needs of something that's going to be ultimately delivered through those three cameras and edited in real time by students and colleagues of mine, of ours, from our technical production and management program. So it's really a team effort. I truly want to underscore that. It's a team effort at LaSalle, and we are part of that team, and exposing ourselves to this new challenge and meeting it head on is what we're all working forward together as a group.
Well, it is a big challenge that you face, as well as others, and indeed the industry in Singapore and across the world to figure out how to connect with audiences in an era when physical distancing is very much going to be the norm, at least going forward. Peter and Lauren, thank you so much for joining me today and giving us your insights on this.
Oh, Glenn, it's been a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.